Jens Beller. I've been speaking at this conference about bad code and founding C++ user groups. And C++ in my life is, I have been for some years a freelancer and also a trainer for C++, which had made me think about bad code and how code as itself is evolving in the environments we work in. And that made me speak about this topic. And also, I run my own C++ conference, and I also run my own C++ user group for several years now. And so I'm have been speaking with John Kolb on the topic of community organization and founding C++ user groups.
Very neat. So you're the first C++ freelancer that I've met. What's it like being a freelancer? What sort of interesting jobs do you do with that?
You get a lot of different jobs, and so your knowledge of C++ will get very wide,
yeah,
and
definitely.
You will see a lot of different companies using C++ for a lot of things. But also, you as a freelancer, you're often called in when things already have gone in a direction where people see that they now need additional resources to keep the project on track. And so it's not, as a freelancer, you get a lot of nice things to see, but you also get different environments to see. You get a good overview of what the industry is using and IDEs and built environments and how code, as I said, this also made me think about bad code. Mm-hmm. And so you not only get to see the beautiful things, but also the the code which probably should not, code which should be refactored and should be rewritten maybe now in C++ 11.
So tell us a little bit more about your bad code talk, which was aptly spelled out with hexadecimal characters and numbers.
Okay. I've got into thinking about the whole topic as I got into training for now a few years, and just had seen so much code which I would like to rewrite and think that is a little bit out of sync with what we today know about C++ development. And I was thinking about how this code can exist. After a couple of years, I had the feeling that there should be less bad code as there actually is if we actually would develop the software properly as it should be done. And so I got into thinking what maybe that bad code is just a symptom, and that got me into really thinking on how to give a talk and how bad code maybe be or is part of our environments, and how we can improve, and also how we can educate more people on C++, so that after all, I think that the important step about bad code is not that to fix the bad code, because somebody else probably is writing the bad code. So we have to basically see that we have a better education and a better knowledge about C++, so that modern C++ is used in more environments, and that with modern C++, in my opinion, a lot of bad code can already be prevented.
Mm-hmm. So in your experience, what sort of patterns or themes exist in different kinds of bad code in your experience? Is it just like a lack of using certain like more modern techniques, or is it just like the things that are, I don't even know what would constitute poorly written, because I suppose that's a opinion-based theme, but are there sort of like,
yes,
themes of
I think bad code is a very, very broad topic, so bad code can be a lot of things, and it also depends very much on your viewpoint and for what you use C++. One of the things which I think is that the patterns you often see occurring, that C++ is not used in a correct way, that the STL is not used in as much as it should, that the knowledge of C++ is only partly there, that algorithms are not used as they should be, and also code that was written 5 or 10 years ago, which was perfectly fine, maybe is today not anymore as good as it would be written. So if you would write it today, you would write it differently. So in my opinion, most code bases will have a certain decay over time. And that's and especially in the industry where a lot of software is, you know, once written and used for many years, a thing which you get to see as a freelancer.
Cool. So what about your other talk, the one that you gave, I believe, Wednesday morning? Is that correct?
Yes.
Cool. How's what was that one about?
That was about founding C++ user groups.
Do tell.
Is actually a very, very important thing for me. I've been attending many conferences and seen many people being very, very happy about being able to attend a conference. But the problem is that we don't have the reach which we need with conferences, actually. As a local user group which meets once a month has far better means of getting people organized. And so I want to create a local network for C++ users where they are. And that's basically a user group. And I want to motivate people to start their own user groups. I started my own user group in 2011. And now in all over Europe, we about have, I think, 20 user groups. And there's also very some active user groups in North America. And this year, just two user groups in India started. So I'm really trying to push this issue that we really get more active user groups and that we maybe have more C++ people meeting every month, and in that way we get a better exchange within the community, and
So, as a person who's very involved with getting C++ people together, what are your impressions of the first CPPCon?
Wow, it's really, really cool. I really like it. The size is interesting, and to see all those talks, six talks in parallel makes it a bit difficult to choose,
yeah.
But I like that everything is recorded, so you can watch it online, and I think that's, as I'm an organizer of a conference, I know that how important recordings are.
Yeah.
If you're an organizer, you know that most of the talks at your own conference you will not see, you will later see the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think it's very positive to give people a chance to meet and come together and see the talks, but also, the conversations in the breaks are actually the real value of the conference.
Where people talk about, yeah, definitely. Well, Jens, thank you so much for coming by. It's impressive that you've given, I guess, two plus talks at the conference. So thank you so much for talking with us, and hope you enjoy the rest of the conference. Thank you.
You're welcome.